There's the school bell, and it is time for lesson 55 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go get your Bibles and be turning to the book of Jeremiah and find Jeremiah chapter 36. In just a few moments, we'll begin reading in Jeremiah 36 verse 4. And we're going to read sections of that, and we'll stop at verse 32. We won't be reading all of it, but 4 through 8, 20 through 24, and 32. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And your teacher is E.A. Elam, who wrote Sunday School Lessons. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that he wrote for June the 4th, 1922. And it is titled, Jehoiakim Tries to Destroy God's Word. Listen to this reading from Jeremiah chapter 36. And I'm going to read beginning in verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Jehovah which he had spoken unto him upon the roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of Jehovah. Therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of Jehovah in the ears of the people in Jehovah's house upon the fast day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all of Judah that shall come out of their cities. It may be that they will present their supplications before Jehovah, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and wrath that Jehovah has pronounced against this people. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of Jehovah in Jehovah's house. Now skip down to verse 20. And they went in unto the king, into the court. But they had laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishamah the scribe, and they told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of the chamber of Elishamah the scribe, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes that stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire in it, the brazier burning before him. And it came to pass, when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, that the king cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was in the brazier, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. And they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of the servants that had heard these words. Skipping down to Jeremiah 36 and verse 32. Then took Jeremiah another roll, and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim the king of Judah had burned in the fire, and there were added besides unto them many like words. This reading came from the American Standard Version that was copyright in 1901. The golden text for this lesson is found in Jeremiah 40 and verse 8. The word of our God shall stand forever. In fact, the devotional reading is from Jeremiah, and I'm going to read Jeremiah 40, verses 1 through 8. Comfort ye. Comfort. This is it says from Isaiah. Did I say Isaiah? Not Jeremiah. This is Isaiah 41 through 8. Comfort ye. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, and she hath received of Jehovah's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one that crieth, prepare ye in the wilderness the way of Jehovah. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the uneven shall be made level, and the rough places a plain, and the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it, the voice of one saying, cry. And one said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the breath of Jehovah bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Let's now go and read some of Elam's notes. He writes, God told Jeremiah to write a book. While Jeremiah was acquitted in the trial in the last sermon, he was afterward imprisoned and treated most shamefully. The occurrence of the last lesson were in the first year of Jehoiakim's reign. In the third year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem and carried away some prisoners and a part of the vessels of the house of God and placed them in the house of his God. Among the captives were Daniel and his companions, and we can read about them in the first chapter of Daniel. After 3 years, Jehoiakim rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Chaldeans and others invaded the land of Judah. After Jeremiah had been shut up, God told him to write all the words God had spoken through him against Israel, Judah, and other nations from the time he began to prophesy until that day in the fourth year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, saying, it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin, Jeremiah 36, 1 through 3. In the explanatory notes, we see number 1, the book was written. Barak, the Jeremiah secretary, drew back at first, but was encouraged by Jeremiah to be faithful and loyal to God. Barak wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Jehovah upon a roll of a book. This book was a piece of parchment, both ends of which were fastened to a roller, and as it was read, it was rolled off and run roller to the other. Hence it was a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded his servant, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of Jehovah. Therefore go thou and read the roll which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of Jehovah in the ears of the people in Jehovah's house upon the fast day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. And Baruch did this, but the people did not repent. Number 2, we did not read the intervening verses of Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 9 through 19. But it says here in Elam's notes that it's necessary to read them. So let's read them now. Jeremiah 36, beginning in verse 9. Now it came to pass in the fifth year, Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, in the ninth month, that all the people in Jerusalem and all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before Jehovah. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah in the chamber of Gariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of Jehovah's house in the ears of all the people. And when Micaiah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of Jehovah, he went down to the king's house and to the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes were sitting there, to wit, Elishama, the scribe, and Leah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Gamariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and the priest. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, unto Baruch, saying, Take in thy hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand and came unto them. And he said unto them, Sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they turned in fear toward one another and said unto Baruch, We will surely tell the king all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all the words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, He pronounced all the words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Baruch, Go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. Returning to Elam's notes, in the fifth year of the reign of Jehoiakim, the people of Jerusalem and of the cities of Judah proclaimed a fast. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah in the chamber of Jemariah, the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of Jehovah's house, in the ears of all the people. Micaiah, the Jemariah's son, heard what Baruch read and reported it to the princes, who at that time were assembled in the scribe's chamber. These princes sent for Baruch to come with a book and to read it to them. And when they heard the contents of the book, they turned in fear toward one another and said they would surely inform the king. They asked Baruch to explain how he wrote the book, and he did so. They seemed to have been seriously impressed with the contents of the book and thought the king should know them. And they felt apprehensive that his wrath would be aroused and said to Baruch, Go, hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. Well, the next reading comes from Jeremiah 36, 21 through 24. So the king sent to Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king and the ears of all the princes that stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire in it in the brazier burning before him. And it came to pass, when Jehudi had read the three or four leaves, that the king cut it with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was in the brazier, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. And they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of the servants that heard these words. Well, we're going to have to stop there, because our time is just about up. But we're going to see what happened about after Jehoiakim tried to burn the book that contained the words of the Lord as was given by Jeremiah. So return next time and we'll finish this class out. And so that's going to end this particular session. And the old schoolmaster says you can now be dismissed.